Okay, so the last section of this podcast is about sustainable fashion and red carpet green dress. I thought I couldn't not mention this because it's obviously become such a big part of my life since I came on board with Red Carpet Green Dress 6 or 7 years ago. And it's definitely filtered through into my life and the choices I make with the clothes I buy, how I wear them and so on. I mean, with my website, what I started to do was talk about transformational fashion and the idea of wearing one piece in several different ways, you know, wearing a jumpsuit as trousers, wearing skirts and dresses, you know, back to front, like just switching it up a bit and just making the clothing that we wear last longer. But I think on a deeper level, the reason I think it's important is because otherwise fashion can sometimes feel a bit empty. I think if there's no story behind the clothing that you're wearing, then I feel that you're just wearing brands on your back, you know. And I remember the Jesse Williams piece that he did, it might have been for the BET Awards, or it might have been another award, and he talked about how we used to be branded on our back and now we're paying brands to be on our back. And I just thought, that really stayed with me, which is why when I buy things or when I'm choosing to wear something, I really want to know the story of that brand. I don't think there's anything more important than the pieces that are sitting on our skin. You know, our skin is our biggest organ in many ways. And so understanding what we're putting on ourselves, to me, is just as important as understanding what we're eating and what we're putting in ourselves. So that's why I started to really focus more on brands that are ethical. And when I say ethical, I mean made socially responsibly. You know, there's transparency in what's being made, where it's being made. The people making the clothing are being treated well. The fabric is of a high quality. And I think we have to separate this idea that if something's made well and it lasts, it's automatically sustainable. I do think that that's important. But if something is made well, but the person who's made it has made it in a sweatshop and hasn't been paid, you know, 2p for a year, then I don't think that is sustainable. So I think we have to dig a bit deeper and really find out what we mean when we use these phrases. So going forward, a lot of the fashion that I wear or am trying to wear, there's a bit of depth to it. And that's just something I'm passionate about. That started with Susie, Amos Cameron, kind of taking me into her world and, you know, just realising that we can make statements with everything that we're doing, not just what we're eating and saying, but what we're wearing. And then I guess just being around the industry a bit more and finding out about fabric and the way that clothing is made and just really wanting to feel okay with what I'm buying. So that's why I think sustainable fashion is so important to me. And I'm finding cool ways to communicate that with the people that follow me because they're interested in fashion. And mixing and matching, so I'm not trying to sound condescending or like I'm preaching. I'm just sharing what I'm passionate about, and I'm hoping that that will inspire other people. But nothing is perfect, and we're still looking for that solution that, you know, makes it easier for everyone to buy sustainably. But I just wanted to end on that note because I think as consumers we have so much more power, and it's not always just about looking at brands and telling them what they're doing wrong. It's like we should vote with our wallets as well. And make statements in that way. So sustainability, I love it. And I hope that when you continue to follow and listen, you'll understand why I love it so much. And hopefully that will inspire you to make more conscious decisions. Bye.